Good afternoon. From this morning, we have a few points that we have noted down to kick off the afternoon meeting and maybe to build further on. They're just quick summary point at this point. In a attempt to kind of move towards maybe having the options that can be further looked at in terms of pros and cons. To quickly take you through these, the point was raised that the technical knowledge needs to be scaled up really into the political context. We need to have the political level attention. Capacity of countries to collect and share data is differentiated, and countries need to have the infrastructure to actually have data available. There's a number of elements that are related to the characteristics of plastics. The use of additives, the claim of biodegradability or the verification thereof, and leakage. Also, characteristics of the substitute. Are they really a better choice? Are they achieving their intended results? The plastics chain is very long. You need to really look into the full life cycle. There's issues of transparency in the design and what has actually gone into the plastics, additives, polymers, et cetera. Alternatives, there's a need for information, especially on biodegradable plastics, for example, or information needed to know more about recycling. There is a need to continuously identify also emerging issues and address these. On information, where does pollution begin, and what is the role of plastic as a primary source? Development of indicators is needed to evaluate the impact of marine litter and microplastics, and this was both in terms of the impact policies have as well as the actual physical presence of marine litter and microplastics in the environment. Again, the need for life cycle assessment of plastics and where are the gaps with regard to the current interventions. There's a lack of quantitative data in the regions as well as nationally. There was a suggestion made to add plastics to the globally harmonized system, and information from the industry is therefore very important. There was also the point made related to emerging issues, I think, that microplastics are also emerging now from textiles and, for example, use of tires. There's leakage from the life cycle in many regards. There was a strong point made on the need to engage with citizen in order to achieve results, and that it's hard to regulate as an individual country. There need to be regional challenges addressed as countries have different objectives. I think it was also stressed that it's often an economic issue. In terms of how can existing instruments address the issue, the Basel proposal could be an important venue to address one piece of the data and support to harmonize approaches to information and stock-taking came up as suggestions. Finally, a global stock-taking is important. Strategies to use opportunities to get the information should be leveraged from, for example, other institutions such as Coast Guard, fisheries, and there's a need to have access to the data. I think that's in summary some of the key points that we pulled out from this morning's discussion. Thank you.